Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. Developing healthy eating habits in children is important. Jessica Bennett, dietitian with Vanderbilt Nutrition Clinic, has joined me in discussing ways to help children develop healthy eating habits. Jessica, how can a parent help their child develop healthy eating habits?
Setting a great example is key. Kids will follow your lead, so if you get excited about trying new fruits and vegetables, your kids will be excited about trying them too. If you're sitting there thinking that green beans are the worst thing on the planet, they're going to say it and you'll hear it for the rest of their lives. And so it's very important to get excited about it and to set a good example. If they see you choosing that apple instead of the chips for a snack, they're going to want to follow your lead.
How can a parent get a picky child to enjoy a wider variety of foods?
You've got to make it fun. You can rename foods. You can cut them into fun shapes, even putting them in a neat bowl. Get them involved in the kitchen, trying new foods. You can even incorporate healthier foods into some unhealthy foods that they love, like pizza or pastas or macaroni and cheese.
Just incorporating it in some of the stuff they already enjoy eating.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for pizza, putting pineapples on them and things like that.
Exactly. Or especially like mushrooms, you can chop them up and put them into taco meat. They'll never even know they're in there. Or soups, pasta sauces, things like that. Great in smoothies too.
My child loves to snack. Do you have some suggestions on just healthy snacks to keep in the home?
What child doesn't love to snack? It's important to make sure that you have healthy snacks available that are going to actually help keep them full. So when they grab that bag of chips or that 100 calorie pack, even if it's a good portion size, it's still not going to keep them full like an apple or something high in fiber would. Fruits and vegetables make great snacks. You put peanut butter with trail mix on top of them, or different fruits, even fat-free cream cheese, Greek yogurt. You can make fun dips. Hummus is a great thing to get kids involved with to try. You could make a baked potato bar with low-fat cheese and salsa and Greek yogurt, and they can top it. You could even do different smoothies. Kids love to throw different fruits and vegetables and see the colors change in the smoothies. If you want to do some prepackaged snacks, it's important to work on portion sizes with kids and make sure they just get like a handful, and then if they're still hungry, go back for a fruit or a vegetable.
You just mentioned something about portion sizes, so why is it important to limit the portion sizes?
So a lot of kids love to snack like we talked about before, and it kind of turns into a grazing atmosphere where they have lots of snacks before dinner. They're not very hungry to actually eat their dinner. And then it makes it so they're not eating as much variety of foods if they're just eating chips and crackers when they get home, and then they don't want to eat their vegetables at dinner or their protein sources. So it is important to work on portion sizes, especially of snacks. And you want to make sure that they're actually hungry for the meal. So for those, you can even use smaller cups or bowls to put foods in. I always tell kids, never eat anything out of the box or the bag it came in. They will automatically eat more. Take it out, put it on a bowl. Don't eat snacks while watching TV or playing with your Kindle or on the computer. Again, you'll automatically eat more.
When picking your child up from school, is this a good time to have a healthy snack in the vehicle?
Especially if you're on the way to like a practice or something like that, it is important for them to have a snack. What we don't want to see happen, though, is having that snack in the car and then another snack when they get home. Then that just feeds into that mindless eating, like while you're driving and things like that. But especially if they're on the way to practice or something like that, it's important for them to have a healthy snack. And I always say the original fast food was fruit, so grab it and go.
How key is it to get your child involved in the meal preparation?
It's so key if you want to get them to try new foods. We know that kids get excited when they're involved in the kitchen. They're more likely to try the foods if they were involved in the cooking process. Even having them pick out a new recipe or take them to the grocery store and have them pick out a new fruit or a vegetable. You can even take them to a farmer's market where they can interact with some of the farmers or to a farm, and they can pick out new produce, see where it comes from, and they'll get more excited about trying it. Even eating the rainbow, having them pick out different colors that they want to try or what colors they want to add to their plate that night. And if it's age appropriate, getting them involved in the cutting, peeling, washing, all of that is great too.
Those are some great tips, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or you can use the contact us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.